All right, I get to talk to, well, one of our coworkers' favorite people in the world. I like you a little bit, too. Tom Papa.
Thanks. I like you, too.
Oh, thanks. I get to see you last night.
Yeah?
Doing your thing.
How was it?
It was great.
Was it funny?
Yes, it was very funny.
Did
oh, my gosh.
Do people like it?
Do you really, at this stage in your career, still need affirmations?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you.
Yeah,
I understand
for sure.
That. But, I mean, you're everywhere. It's... So, I've started playing a game with myself.
Uh-huh.
Like, just find Tom Papa. Because so many times I'll be watching something, you'll pop up on the screen, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I've met this person. I know that person. Most recently, Red Oaks.
Red Oaks, yeah. Good show, right?
An Amazon original.
Yeah.
You play a dentist?
I played a dentist. Well, I also wrote on the show.
Did you?
I was one of the writers, yeah.
I didn't pay attention to that.
Yeah. And, it was a cool show. It was done by Greg Jacobs, who is part of the Soderbergh world. So I met him through that, and then he asked if I would write on it, and it was great. It was kind of like this Caddyshack, kind of a 80s feel in the beginning. It kind of got a little more serious as it went on. But yeah, because I wrote on it, they needed someone to play a dentist, and that was me.
And there you are. The soundtrack on that show is
it
phenomenal.
Is good, yeah.
Absolutely love it.
Yeah.
But you do pretty much everything. So I laugh that you pop up everywhere. But you really do. You've got a book that just came out. You do basically like Prairie Home Companion.
Live From Here. It's called Live From
Here. You're touring. I mean, is there something you don't do?
I haven't been in a movie in a while. I'm trying to fix that. No, it's a lot of stuff. I had 5 jobs up until recently between this Food Network show, the book, the radio show, my podcast, and the tour.
Does your family see you?
If I'm home writing and baking bread, I'm home. But I literally have not been in my house for a full week, I think since April.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Some of that travel was with my family, so we were together. But yeah, I have not, since April. Which is pretty wild.
It is wild. And book, Your Dad Stole My Rake, which was required reading, is a lot about family. Not saying that like, oh, you're an absentee father, how dare you write this?
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, that was the subject of it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it is. Family is definitely the thing. And this was just like this weird chain of events where it took me out of the house for that much right up until now, really. I literally was thinking, I'm going to dial back on the road a little bit. I'm going to be around. You know, my kids are in high school and junior high. And I'm like, I'm going to hang a little bit more. And then all of a sudden, all these things just hit. And I haven't been there since. But that's the way it happens all the time. You know, like if I were to say, I really want to be on the road, all that would dry up and I'd have projects at home. So maybe that's the way I should switch it.
So you live full time in L.A.?
Yeah.
So is, for your kids, having their dad be involved in so many very public things normal? Like, is that just like, oh, of course your dad is famous, we live in Los Angeles, or what?
Yeah, that is part of it. I mean, as far as the fame kind of thing, it's like, the stuff I do, they don't really run into. You know what I mean? My kids aren't listening to NPR.
Oh.
They're not...
So that was just my childhood.
Yeah, right, exactly. They're like... they're aware of it and it's fun for them. The Food Network one that, you know, they're into. But yeah, living in LA though, it's like, you know, you have all these other celebrities, these monster movie stars that are like their classmates, parents. You know what I mean? Like I was in a school assembly thing, like they was doing some kind of little show, and 2 people down from me was LL Cool J. I'm like, this is a weird place to live. But it happens all the time. It's just like, you know, Andy Richter's kids go to our school and it's just like, it's very normal for them.
That's an interesting,
I don't know if it's really normal. Like if it's normal for them, but it's not normal. So they'll probably be a mess when they're older. But for now, it seems like it's
supposed to
happen.
Well, they have their absentee father to thank for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Tom Papa is going to be here, not with his family, at Comedy Works South through this weekend. You got a whole bunch of shows coming up.
Yeah.
Again, I got to see one. Absolutely hilarious.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. What can we expect from you? Give us the highlight reel.
What, with my act?
Yeah.
You tell me. You saw it last night. I don't want to talk about my own act. You tell me. What was your favorite part?
My favorite part. I actually really did enjoy a lot of your interaction with the audience because you can't fake that. You have to do that on the spot.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love seeing some spontaneity of people when they're performing.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it speaks very much to your talent and that you're able to do that.
Yeah, I've been doing a little more of that lately, just to kind of break it up. You know, you have an hour-long set, and there's really good jokes, hopefully. But it changes the dynamic of the room. If all of a sudden you start talking to me, people get on, oh, wait, he's coming. Wait, this isn't just a performance. He's, like, actually dealing with us. And I like it. I like really, honestly, finding out how these people live and what they're doing. It's... you know, I'm up there saying everything about my life. It's like, well, what do you do?
It's very generous of you.
Yeah, you know, I like it.
Acknowledging that other humans exist.
Yeah.
During your
I'm not saying I'm interested by the time they're done talking, but I will ask the questions.
Well, that's good. I'm no longer interested in you, so I'm going to stop asking you questions. Tom Papa, Comedy Works South at the Landmark. You can see him this whole weekend. Or, you know, you can do what I do and watch Netflix, and he'll probably pop up.
Probably. Somewhere.